The homilies or sermons contained in these podcasts were delivered by Deacon Joe Dietz, a permanent deacon serving at Christ the King Catholic Church in South Bend, Indiana, a parish of the Diocese of Fort Wayne, South Bend. Each homily is preceded by the reading on which it was based. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, in case you didn't notice, we had a solar eclipse on Monday. A total eclipse for those about 2 hour drive from here, and a major partial eclipse for those of us who stayed home. I don't know about you, but for me, it was a learning experience. For example, as I debated about whether or not to make the 2 hour trip for the totality experience, I learned the meaning of the acronym FOMO, which is a relatively recent expression indicating a fear of missing out on an exciting or interesting event happening elsewhere. And I have to admit, once having decided to stay home for the eclipse, I did experience some mild periods of FOMO as the critical time approached on Monday. However, the one thing that really made an impression on me as I watched the almost 97% eclipse through my special eclipse glasses was that while only a very small sliver of the sun was still visible, it was still pretty light out. Then later when I saw the photos of the totality, the total darkness, I wondered what it must have been like for people such as in Jesus' time, who had no idea such a celestial event was coming, to be plunged from apparent normal daylight into complete darkness in a matter of a few minutes, to lose their primary source of light, heat, plant growth, suddenly, and without knowing how long it would last, or if it was the end of life as they knew it. As I reflected on what that, on average, 3 to 4 minutes of darkness must have felt like, I couldn't help but draw a comparison from those 3 minutes to the 3 days Jesus spent in the tomb. The disciples had suddenly lost another son, the Son of God, their source of light, warmth, and growth. The light that had come into the world, but to which evil people had preferred darkness. However, in the same way that the eclipsed sun returns its light to the earth as suddenly as it left, quickly illuminating, warming, and heating as it had before, so too did the Son of God return, that the world might be saved through him. His return revealed by the stone rolling away, the same way the moon appears to roll away from the sun, proclaiming the truth so that all who come to the light and live the truth would have eternal life. You know, one thing I think we can presume pretty safely about those eclipse viewers of old is that following that experience, they probably no longer took the sun for granted, but cherished it in a new way, hoping never to be separated from it again. So too, as we reflect on the loss and return of the Son of God during this Easter season, we too should cherish his presence in our lives, in word and sacrament, and most especially in the Holy Eucharist, and be more determined than ever to prevent the moon of sin from coming between us and his everlasting light. For those who believe in him will not have to fear missing out, but will share the glory of eternal life with him forever. For questions or comments on this homily, write to Deacon Joe 2017 at gmail.com.